Holy Spirit, we just welcome you into this place this morning. We thank you that we are here and that we are able to shout your praise. We're able to sing your praise. We're able to lift our hands and move our feet, Lord. Father, we just thank you. We thank you that there are new mercies every morning, God. We just praise you, Lord. Father, I just pray for your people this morning that they can just enter in and worship you, the one true God. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, that we have a place in your house, God.
So, I guess I ask this question to everybody in the room, including myself. Why are we here? And I know the answer is, and you've heard me say it from so many times, we're here to worship God.
Amen.
But if He is God, and He is, then He is worthy of all of our worship and all of our praise.
Amen.
Not just a little, amen. And God is so worthy. Jesus Christ, our Messiah and Savior, is so worthy. The Spirit that fills this room, and those of you who are believers, fills your life, is worthy of our praise, I say, and I encourage you. I challenge you, I pray that we will give Him everything as we worship. Are you ready to give Him everything?
Yes.
All right, let's do this. He's worthy.
Church that you would desire, your light to be seen. Break down our pride and all the walls we built up inside, our earthly crowns and all our desires. Your feet.
give our everything to you this morning, God. We are here for one purpose only, and it's to worship you, Jesus. Whatever you're experiencing this morning, just lay it at the foot of the cross. He is here for you. He is reaching out to you right now. And we give back to you, Jesus, our everything.
Yeah. as we seek your fire, fall down, fire, fall down on us, we pray. Fire, fall down, fire, fall down on us, we
for when we pray and when we sing that song, Fire Fall Down. We often think of the result of revival and the outpouring of your Spirit, like on the day of Pentecost when tongues of fire rested over their heads and they were filled with the fire of God. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak in a new language. And they were endowed with power from on high to be the church and to be witnesses unto the world. But it came at such a great cost. It came at such a great cost to carry the fire of God inside of us. Your word says in Isaiah chapter 54, "Behold, I have created the blacksmith who blows the coals in the fire and who brings forth an instrument for his work. And I've created the spoiler to destroy. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says God." When God imputes His righteousness to us and His fire burns away the chaff in our life, it comes at a great cost to us. Are we ready? Are we ready to carry the fire? Are you ready to carry the fire? You know, that's part of what came with the covenant that you made with the Lord when you said, "I do." When you asked Him to come into your heart and you said, "I do." The word says, "For your husband is your maker." It's referring to Jesus. We are in covenant with Him. He is the bridegroom. We are the bride. And we're filled with the fire of the Holy Ghost. And we have a mandate on this earth to carry the word, to carry the fire, and to share it wherever we go. Come on. Is there anybody in here that wants the fire of God? Is there anybody in here? We are in a historical time in our nation. And guess what? We're holding the baton. It's up to us to pray the word of God over this nation. It's up to us to carry the fire of God, to bring truth where lies have been spewed all over. It's up to us to bring the truth. Isaiah 55 says, "For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it." That means that when we speak the word of God, when we carry the word of God, when we carry the fire of God, it comes with the power for that very thing to take place on the earth. Our life is not just about fixing ourselves up. He took care of that at the cross. Do you know that? He took care of that at the cross. He fixed you up then. He fixed you up when He died on the cross. And now we're to be messengers of Jesus Christ, messengers of the Word of God. Lord, I thank You. I thank You, God, for this season that we're in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Jewish tradition says that the prophet Samuel was conceived in Hannah's womb on Rosh Hashanah. The Word of God was about to come forth through the mouth of the prophet when a nation was in political demise and the church was a mess. I'm talking about Israel. I'm talking about the people of God then. When Hannah cried out for an answer that her womb would be filled with a child. And she promised to dedicate that child to the Lord. And when that child came forth, God had other plans in mind. Because the heart of a woman on her knees crying out to God, the heart of God's people on their knees crying out to God, He used that woman to bring forth the word of God through the prophet that would change the nation for all time. It changed history for all time. And that's what you are. You are world changers. You are here to change this nation. Do you understand that? I know you guys do, but you need to hear it. Somebody needs to remind you, because when you go outside, you're not going to hear it. You're going to hear lies, and you're going to hear gloom and doom. But we have the good news, amen. We carry the good news. We speak the word of God, and you know what? It happens when He tells us, when He speaks to us, and we speak the word of God to people, and we reach out and encourage. Sometimes it can be so simple, and then sometimes He drops a word of knowledge in your heart, and it blows that person away. Have you ever had that happen? And if you didn't ask for it, because God can't wait to fill you with revelation, He can't wait to move through you, because that's what you're designed to do. That's what you're designed to be. We're not designed to stick our heads in the sand and hope the nation works itself out. It's very strategic during this 10 days of awe between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, that our Supreme Court has shifted for whatever reason. We need to pray for the new appointee by the President of the United States. It is a very crucial time in history that the Supreme Court stands for righteousness and justice. How many of you know that righteousness and justice is the foundation of His throne? This is one nation under God. This nation has been set forth under godly principles under the Constitution of the United States. And as the people of God, we need to be praying that remains. We know in this house that this election is important. Do your homework on who you're going to vote for. Do your homework. You're going to find out that some things aren't so true that you're hearing on the news. Matter of fact, quite a bit of it. Do your homework before you cast your vote. And cast your vote. I'll remind you again in this house, cast your vote. Vote your values. It's not a popularity contest. It's about righteousness and justice remaining over this nation. Don't think that it's by accident that the Supreme Court just came into favor. And in the name of Jesus, I declare and decree we're going to take the House too, in Jesus' name. God, I thank you God, that you work through us. I thank you, God, that we have an opportunity, and I thank you for every person that has been praying during this 10 days of awe, this 10 days of repentance for the sins of the church, the sins of the nation, so that God might extend His mercy to this nation. God, you're amazing. There's nothing outside of your timing. God, we just thank you. You are so faithful. For the church that is hearing the voice of God right now, it is an exciting time. We are in exciting times. And God, I thank you. I thank you, God, that you are calling us to carry the voice of God in these days. That you are calling us to be modern day prophets, to speak the word of God right now in this time and in this day. So God, I pray for every person in this house right now, God, that you would just fill them with your holy fire. God, I pray that you activate desire in our hearts, that all the petty stuff that we focus on would be put aside, and our hearts would be on the altar, seeking after your heart, seeking your face and what you want to do in this hour, not getting distracted with petty stuff in our life. I thank you, God. We bear your image. We bear the truth. God, we thank you. I just ask an increase in your presence, God, right now. God, just fill us. Open our hearts. We say to you, we open our hearts. Can you say that with me? I open my heart. I open my heart to what you would have to say to me today, God. And I let go of everything that I hold on to. Everything. And I ask that you come in to my heart right now. That every wall comes down. Every judgment is laid at your feet. God, we just love you. We just want to be in your presence. We just want to be in your presence. We need your anointing in this hour. God, we love you. You just tell them you love them. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. He likes to hear that, you know. He likes to hear that. Let's the enemy know who you're in love with, too. God, we love you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. You guys can be seated. It's a great day to be alive. Amen. Can you say that with me? It's a great day to be alive. Amen. Exciting times. I'm going to be reading Exodus 13. Verse 17 through Exodus 14:14. So Exodus 13:17. Then it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God did not lead them by the way of the land of the Philistines. Although that was near, for God said, lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had placed the children of Israel under solemn oath, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here with you. So they took their journey from Succoth and camped in Etham at the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so as to go by day and night. He did not take away the pillar of cloud by day or the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel that they turn and camp before Phihahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, opposite Baal Zephon. And you shall camp before it by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are bewildered by the land, and the wilderness has closed them in. Then I will harden Pharaoh's heart so that he will pursue them, and I will again honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. Now it was told the king of Egypt that the people had fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? So he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. Also he took 600 choice chariots and all the chariots of Egypt, with captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with boldness. So the Egyptians pursued them, all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, his horsemen and his army, and overtook them camping by the sea beside Phihahiroth, before Baal Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew near, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them. So they were very afraid, and the children of Israel cried out to the Lord. Then they said to Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, have you taken us away to die in the wilderness? Why have you dealt with us? Why have you so dealt with us to bring us up out of Egypt? Is this not the word that we told you in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall see again no more forever. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace.